Welcome to this Happy Home podcast with Arlene Pelicane. In this social media, Instagram, selfie world, a girl has a lot of pressure to look just right. Today's guest, Lynn Cowell, is here to help us instill a different brand of beauty in girls. Brave Beauty. Let's show girls where true confidence is found. Coming up next. Hi, I'm Noelle Pelicane, and my mom is speaker and author Arlene Pelicane. This month, my mom is talking to Lynn Cowell. Lynn is a Proverbs 31 speaker and the author of several books written for women of all ages. The subject of today's conversation is her book for tween girls, Brave Beauty, Finding the Fearless You. Lynn lives in North Carolina, where she and her husband Greg, and their occasional backyard deer, are adjusting to life as empty nesters. They have three adult children. Well, here's my mom and Lynn to talk about Brave Beauty.
At what age do you think body image can start becoming an issue for girls?
You know, Arlene, when I was doing some recent studying, I found that there were some recent statistics that reveal that 7 out of 10 girls feel they don't measure up. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how that makes you feel, but those kind of statistics really break my heart. And yeah. I think what happens is that as a tween, they start seeing these changes going on with their body, and immediately they start comparing themselves to the girls around them. You know, they might look in the mirror and feel like all the changes they are experiencing are happening way too fast, or sometimes it's just the opposite. Sure. And they start asking the questions, you know, when will I start to look like I'm growing up?
Yeah. When, how old are your girls now?
My girls are now 20 and 23.
And I know it kind of rolled back go back in time. What yeah. do you, you know, I think even your girls, when they were tweens, it's much different than how tweens are today simply because of social media. Do you agree?
I do. In fact, my oldest daughter, when she was 8 years old, she was 5'6". Mm-hmm. And so at only 8 years old, she was taller than not only everybody in her class, mm-hmm. all the boys, all the girls, but she was taller than her teacher.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And it was a traumatic time. She just developed so early. And I do think that, had social media been more prevalent at that time, it would have been even harder on her than it already was, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember a conversation that you had with your girls? You know, maybe that girl that was tall, my girls are tall also. And just what are the kinds of things that you can say to your daughter when she feels like, Mom, I'm the only one who fill in the blank? You know, what kind of talk us through, what does that kind of conversation sound like?
Well, I think often the key is helping your girl to recognize that who she is, whether that is a matter of body image or a matter of her brain being a little different than others. Mm-hmm. You may or may not know that one of my daughters has a mental illness, mm-hmm. and to begin to embrace that this is who I am, yeah. you know, again, whether that's in our body, in our brain, in our personality. And, you know, there's all kinds of tools out there that I know are geared for adults, but even things like strength finders and helping them to find the place where they bloom and help them to begin to recognize the potential that God has poured into them as soon as they possibly, you know, can begin to receive that type of information from you.
It's so true, because sometimes we'll think, oh, we'll do that when they're older. Mm-hmm. But you really can translate adult kind of things to children, and it can be vastly helpful. I totally agree with that. Now, on the flip side, you know, so many girls are growing up so fast because you mm-hmm. see this 8-year-old, 9-year-old, and it's like, what are they doing dressed like that? They look mm-hmm. like a, you know, 15-year-old or whatever the case may be. So what are some tips you have to helping, you know, those girls age 8 to 12? Both my girls are in that range. In that range, how can you just encourage them just to be girls? Like, go play and imagine. Like, don't worry about your appearance, your hair, your makeup, clothes. Don't worry about that. Go play. What are some ways you can help girls be girls?
Well, I think one of the ways is I know is very close to your heartbeat, Arlene, and that is to limit their intake of social media. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing to compare yourself to the little girl you're sitting next to at school, but seeing images of a girl who's had a professional spend hours fixing their hair and their makeup can be damaging on a whole new level. I mean, protect them as much as you can. And then the second thing I think we can do is teach them how important this time in their life is. Mm-hmm. You know, so often we get focused on the future, but really right now, their mind is trying to decide how they should think about themselves. Now, I know that sounds a little weird, but stick with me here.
Yeah.
Their mind and their heart and their body, this is a really important time. And right now they're trying to decide and make up their mind about what they think about themselves. Mm-hmm. So if they decide to think about themselves in a positive light, it's going to make all the difference in the person they become. And also the opposite is true. If they decide to begin to think negatively of themselves and start picking on themselves, then that's the trajectory that their life can go as well.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a daughter and she's saying like, you kind of catch her looking in the mirror or muttering like, oh, I look terrible, or like, oh, I'm not as good looking as this other person. You kind of catch them saying things like this. What are some things that you can do as a mom? You know, obviously we're going to be their cheerleader, but how can we do this in an authentic way that they'll believe, that they won't just think like, oh, you're my mom, like you have to say this. But what are ways we can help our girls, things we can say to them to have that positive self-image?
Well, one of the things I think is so important is to listen to the conversations that we are hearing with ourselves. You know, are we making slight comments? You know, after the holidays, are we saying things like, oh, I put on those extra pounds, I have to get them off? You know, things that they are hearing, oh, weight must be really, really important because mom's worried about that. Or, you know, other things about whether it's our body image or other areas of life where we are measuring success, our children are going to pick up those cues, and that's how they're going to start measuring themselves as well. Mm-hmm. So I think listening to the words that we say about ourselves is a really great place to start.
It would be like, oh, it's me. I'm the one that made that funny comment about myself in the mirror, not my daughter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you had to do it all over again and you had your girls and they were in that tween age now, how do you think you would do social media with them? You know, your girls are older and so they obviously can do it. They're in their 20s. But what do you think you would have done if you would have, you know, gone back 15 years?
Even though it was a while ago, we did postpone as long as we felt possible allowing our children to have phones. Because it's one thing to have access when they're on a computer, but when they have that little tiny device that's available to them literally 24/7,
right?
You can't, it's much harder to put boundaries on it. So first I would say just really postpone that buying the phone piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, something I've heard of parents doing nowadays that I think is another great boundary is that when the child goes to bed or the parent goes to bed, because sometimes as our kids grow older, we go to bed before our kids do, take that phone and it's in your possession from the time that bedtime comes. Because I've been seeing things in the news about what children are doing with their phones in their beds. You know, challenges that they are following up on YouTube. And all of these things are happening in the night when parents are sleeping. And so I think as much as you can, controlling that device, again, iPad, computer, phone, whatever it is, when they're sleeping. And then when they're awake, have boundaries about how much time they're allowed to spend on it.
I heartily agree. And parents, have courage. Do not be afraid. Do not give in. Yes. Your child most likely will not say, well, thank you so much for collecting this device for my health and well-being. You know, so just know you are doing it for those reasons. So go ahead and do it.
Exactly.
When our girls, you know, they come home and you see like, oh, they are a little sad. What happened to them? You know, and then you find out, oh, someone posted something really mean about them on Facebook, or maybe someone's being a daughter is kind of has an ongoing relationship with another girl who just always is saying mean things about her. What are some ways we can encourage that girl in a loving way? How can we help our kids recover when they do have mean posts, you know, that they're reading about themselves?
You know, as girls and boys are growing up, sometimes I think that there's some confusion. And honestly, sometimes us big girls can be confused too. And that's, that we think that if we can make another person look bad, that it somehow makes us look good. And so girls can get into that vicious cycle of trying to make another girl look bad. And it's not necessarily because at her heart of hearts, she's mean. But what it is it's the seed of insecurity. It's the very beginnings of her trying to feel good about herself. And she's confused into thinking that how she does that is by making someone else look bad. And so I think one of the things we need to do is help our children to remember who they are in God's eyes, because that helps to heal the hurt when meanness comes. Mm-hmm. When I know that the Lord accepts me, it puts me exactly where I need to be when those ugly words come, and they will come. And so I think, Arlene, that any opportunity we can have, whether it's while they're eating breakfast in the morning or in that carpool ride at night after school or at night before they go to bed, if we can fill their hearts with the truth of what God says about them, that is going to be the most sure foundation to building a confidence that they can't lose or have taken from them.
Yeah, almost that. It's that balance between, honey, you are beautiful, and also, charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And so telling that girl, honey, you are you are enough, you are beautiful, and what is ultimately on the inside is what counts the most.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, this was interesting. One thing I read in your book was about how the girl's confidence peaks at age 9, which is, mm-hmm. I think, so interesting. It's true. When you're 9, you feel like, hey, I am on top of the world. I am looking good. And then on the other side of 10, everything starts going downhill. So look what happened. So how can we take that statistic of, okay, let's say you've got a daughter that's approaching 9. You know, how can you take that knowledge and say, okay, I'm going to use this time and help my child grow into confidence and give her so much confidence that when she rides into middle school, she will just be that, you know, she'll have reserves with her. So how can you prepare that girl for middle school?
Well, you know, our culture tells us that confidence comes from someone. You know, who is that someone you have in your life, whether it's the friend group or the boyfriend, or even that, you know, I've got such a cool family, or that confidence comes from some place or something. But these are all things that we can lose or have taken from us. Good grades can slip away. The cute looks can be temporary, and the people in our life can be fickle. You know, they can like us today and be talking about us tomorrow. And so I think it's so important for us to teach our children to build our confidence on Christ, because that's the only kind of confidence that can't be taken from us. And it's the only kind of confidence that can truly be unshakable. Unshakable confidence is built on an unshakable God. It is not built on who I am and what I can become. And that's what I think we really need to teach our children, is to build their confidence on Christ.
That's awesome. What are some ways that you found worked with your daughters to help them to build that confidence? Was it Bible memory? Was it praying together? Was it, you know, what are some, a few tips you can give?
Well, one of the things that I did, starting when my girls were in this tween age, was I had a club, an after school get together with them and their friends. And we would pick a book. Yeah, that's one of the things I do for a living, is I write books for girls. And we would pick a book about God's truth, and we would go through that together. And the neat thing is when you do that with your girl and her friends, then when these problems can come up in relationships and the comparisons, you kind of have a same way to approach it. You know, you can say, remember what we learned, you know, together in this situation. So studying God's words with my girls and their friends, I think, was a really powerful tool in their life. And you do something similar to that, right, Arlene?
Yeah, you know, all these things are in formation. I have an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old. And so what I've started doing with my 11-year-old is going on breakfast dates. And it's kind of funny because I have a certain fast food restaurant close to my house, but she doesn't really like it. So it was kind of like, oh, but that would be easier to have breakfast. So instead we've been having like a coffee date, but she drinks, you know, like a steamed milk or whatever. But anyway, all that to say, we've done that where we'll go and we'll have a Bible study, but we've only done it a few times. And I wish that I was more regular in doing it. So that's my podcast confession of realness. But I will say the times where we have done it, it's been very sweet. And people have come up to us and they've said, wow, it's really nice seeing people read the Bible together. Like it was really, I think it made a very good impression on her. So anything you can think to do with your girl, I think is great. And you have a wonderful resource that we'll be offering, and I'll have a link to it on the website and in the show notes. And it is Grounded, Standing Firm in a Roller Coaster World. And it's a 5-day devotional for tweens. So I know that's one of my issues is I'll think, oh, I'll take Noelle out for her breakfast date. What should we study? Something like this is like wonderful what you're offering, because then it just gives you a starting point with your girl.
Mm-hmm. And I know for me also, when I talked about doing, you know, the little study with my daughter and one or two of her friends, it was a little intimidating for me sometimes because I would get a hold of a book and I wasn't quite sure, you know, how do you, you know, acclimate it to this age group. And so in the book I've recently written, Brave Beauty, Finding the Fearless You, I created a study guide. But that's packed full of the questions. So you don't have to come up with anything. Right. It's already been done for you.
Yeah. In closing, are there any last comments, any encouragements that you want to give to moms? This has been great.
One of the things I think that I kind of missed in this age between 8 and 12 is, you know, now that I'm kind of further along on the parenting journey, is I saw this time period as probably what I would say was the easiest time period. You know, you're past the the toddlers and the potty training and all that, and you haven't quite hit the teen years. And so this was honestly my favorite years of parenting because it was a sweet time. But I think that one of the mistakes we can make as parents is to miss this, how important this is as a foundation time, and that the relationship that you establish with your child, that's the relationship that is going to carry you forward. So if it's a time where you're like, hey, things are sweet and there's no bumps in the road, and so we're just going to kind of sail along here, then you might not have as strong as a foundation as you want as you head into these next years that sometimes can be more challenging. So I just really want to encourage you, embrace this time, be intentional with this time, and invest in your child because it is going to be so worth it in the future.
What a powerful encouragement to invest in your kids. Hi, I'm Lucy, and I'm the youngest in the family. My mom, Arlene Polkine, asked me to tell you about Lynn's free resource. A Bible study you can do with your child. It's called Grounded, Standing Firm in a Roller Coaster World. It's at lynncowell.com and look under freebies. Again, Lynn's book for tween girls is Brave Beauty, Finding the Fearless You. And if you as the mom need help, may I suggest my mom's book, 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom. Until next month, remember, you too can have a happy home.